what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now I
And I don't know, do we have John from, let's see, Arkansas, from Little Rock? Is he on the line, Sammy?
Shalom, friend.
Who is this? John, what happened to your Skype connection? You have trouble, too?
Oh, Rick, I haven't had Skype on this computer in almost a month. I mean, almost a year.
So I had to get back and readjust that email. Uh-huh. Well, you're here by phone anyway, so we don't have to belabor that. That's good. It's good to hear from you and speak directly into the phone, my friend, and we can maybe take some calls for you, too. But I want people to know a little bit about you. You've been a frequent supporter of us and RBN and a caller for, how many years now, John, have you been calling?
Oh, man, this started back in what, early? How long you been on RBN?
We've been on now for, going on 14 years, actually.
Well, this must have started back in the early 2000 decade when I was out in the street and I was homeless.
Yeah,
I think
maybe.
I want
you to tell us a little bit about who exactly is John from Little Rock, a.k.a. the rabbi who calls us quite a bit, all the station's programs here. Tell us a little bit about your background. I know you had a rough one, and you had time in prison, I believe. And tell us what came of all of this, how it happened, and what came of it.
The rabbi name started when I was out there on the street homeless. I would make a long story short. I would have an MP3 recorder about the size of your thumbnail, and I would do funny sketch improvs of a Jewish rabbi. Keep myself entertained while I try to sleep through the bitter cold winters in a, porty toilet. That's how that started. And I started uploading them to YouTube and stuff and made them entertain myself. Mm-hmm. I started listening to you because of Deanne Burley on her show. And I would listen to you all the time, more than I listened to her. And she's the one that got me into radio. So I like to give props where props are due. My story is one of, like anybody else's story, yours, Rick, even the producer. I had problems adjusting in life to society and didn't know what was going on and didn't know who the shot callers were. And, I just started doing my own thing, didn't care about the world, didn't care about politics. None of that stuff really, really mattered. Now, it's the reason why I got politically activated, because a drug dealer was talking to me one day on the bench when I had some problems with the police. They didn't want me to dumpster dive for something to eat in the garbage can.
Uh-huh.
And this drug dealer challenged me to make better of my situation rather than whine and complain like a little schoolgirl. And so, to make a long story short, he told me I could make a change. And he said he saw me at the library using the computers. That time, I think that was 1995. Little Rock had finally come to the technological age. They had gotten internet access for all the library computers, and very few homeless people didn't know how to use them. But this dope dealer saw me on one of them, and that's when he approached me days later and said, "I've been watching you." Now, here's what's interesting, Rick.
Uh-huh.
He said, if I want to make change, I have to do it myself. And when he said that, it didn't resonate. But when he got up to leave, he said, "Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I used to be a cop." I used to push a lot of drugs. So when I tell you I know people, I know people. Mm-hmm. Now, how about them apple people? An ex-dope dealer, an ex-cop, motivated me to get off my butt and do something.
Uh-huh. That's great.
Well, it's not great, Rick, because the federal government and DA rode in on him and took all his stuff, took all his money, took all his bank account, and he was out there in the street just like you and me.
Oh, it had a silver lining there behind that cloud somewhere, I see.
Well, I was still homeless. I didn't know how I would do things, but later I started making YouTube videos, started confronting city officials, and nobody didn't hear that.
That's okay. We can take it. It's that time, that time of the year. Go ahead.
That's very unprofessional in radio. On my own show, I usually hit a mute button, boom. Nobody, I had to duck down so the microphone wouldn't pick it up.
I know. you're trying to get yourself up on your own petard, and you're trying to make something of yourself, and like as you say, cut to the chase. Basically, what you encountered was a bunch of obstacles and targeting and political harassment, so forth. Is that what you had to deal with?
Oh, Rick, that would take all day, and we don't have all day. But I'll be glad to discuss it on my radio show at Radio Occupied America. It's at Spreaker.com. It doesn't have a... it's the German word for America with a K on the end. Radio Occupied America. What I can't cover here, I'll cover on my radio show. Rick, here's the situation. Remember I said I didn't know who the shot callers were? Or something to that effect?
Yes.
You read my mind. You know what I'm talking about. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was going on behind the scenes. And the homeless thing was a result of me not fitting to the norms of society. But that's not the point. The point is this. There are things going on that I didn't know about. For instance, when I got out of prison for aggravated assault, as public record, I can admit it. Just me and another black man trying to fight each other. Then none of us had no families or kids to cry at our funerals or whatever. At the time, I didn't understand the law, state law, federal law. And, take all day on that. But anyway, I felt that I was unjustly convicted because the man did not want to press charges on me. We were both homeless, both run our mouths. I pulled a knife, he pulled a knife. But, you know, I was the evil one. So therefore, the corrupt Arkansas prison system and the corrupt Arkansas judicial system thought it's best to have me as a guest for 5 years.
Oh.
Taxpayer expense, of course.
That was nice of
you. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm listening to every word you said. Go ahead.
I would learn some things when I was in prison in Arkansas, one of the most notorious prisons. As a matter of fact, Rick, I'm going to mention an old friend. All of this happened under Bill Clinton's watch.
I was just going to mention Mr. and Mrs. Clinton, yes. Glad you brought it up.
When I was an inmate down there, Bill Clinton was governor, and I wrote letters to this scumbag, and I'm probably some friends, I don't care. I'm not a Hillary lover, by no means. And I would tell in those letters to the governor's office by how I was beaten, tortured, and all other kind of shenanigans going on by the corrupt Arkansas prison system. And at that time, Rick, the Arkansas prison system was selling AIDS-infected blood to Canada. The chickens would come home to roost. I didn't know that. See, I donated blood one time only down at Cummings Prison Farm, and I didn't know there was a lot of HIV infection going on. I didn't know none of this stuff until I read a Time magazine 4 years later when I was locked up in solitary confinement about AIDS and HIV.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill Clinton is not allowed to come into Canada because of what he did as governor. So if anybody out there listening to me think I'm a Hillary lover, let me see if I can jump off this cliff. This man didn't do nothing. He's about nothing. And what he did when everybody said that he reached under my shirt or he touched my bra, yes, you can take it as gospel. As a matter of fact, let me throw some name out here. Robert Say McIntosh, Rick. Now, that name may not sound familiar to you, but he's a black man who used to terrorize Bill Clinton with flyers and leaflets about what he did and his sexual escapade. I just saw a video the other day with Danny Williams trying to get Bill Clinton, this deadbeat dad, to acknowledge that, hey, I'm your son. And this reporter challenged him about, how do you know all this is true? I'm thinking, duh, I live right here in Little Rock. I know it's true. Everybody in this whole town knows it's true, Rick. But this stupid reporter, this feminist, this feminazi asking him, how did he know who his daddy is? See, this is the kind of thing that's going on here in Arkansas with the Clintons. So I became enraged politically to do something because of that. So Bill Clinton and Hillary, you made me what I am today because of your prison system. I just didn't know how to activate myself until this dope dealer told me how.
And so what became of the prison sentence and your attempt to challenge this fake conviction? How did it work out?
Well, I was found guilty of that charge for aggravated assault, being an ex-felon, can of possession of a weapon, which was a knife that anybody can buy. I was found guilty. The victim said he didn't want to press charges. None of us required hospitalization. The cop that came in and arrested me, he drew his pistol on me and told me, I'm glad you didn't do anything stupid. He was trembling. So I was in jail for 6 months. My lawyer lied to me. His name is Donald Campbell. Hey, Donald, I'm outing you. He's now a prosecuting attorney in another county. And, basically when it came time to go to trial, the late Judge Floyd Lofton found me guilty as charged and blah, blah, blah. And the attorney was prosecuting attorney Judy K. Mason. I'm out on you too, Judy. So they was all corrupt. They wanted to get their quotum filled, a victim who didn't want to press charges, but the state of Arkansas insisted on pressing charges for him. They let me out on null process the first time they booked me. So I'm running around Little Rock for a whole year not knowing there's a warrant out on me. That's how corrupt the system is, Rick. It don't matter.
It's not much different from where I am or anywhere else, to be honest with you. The stench of politics and political chicanery can be found just about anywhere. But I do know that it's very few places that people like Bill and Hillary can manage to have a breeding ground and then wind up rising to the White House and the pile of dead bodies, a number of people going way back to MENA and the airport, the airstrip, the dogs and so forth, certainly adds up, you know. And all of this is now, of course, is forgotten by everybody but us as to how they rose to power. And, people like that are putty in the hands of these kingmakers and these kingbreakers, these synagogue of Satanists, as you know. They love people that have skeletons lined up in their closets, and they can trot them out whenever they want. So, I believe every word of it. I know a lot of the corruption in Arkansas, and I certainly know a lot of the tensions they've had, racial tensions over the years, and Eisenhower's invasion of Little Rock, going back to the 1957 era and so forth and so on. But, all of this is just par for the course. And now you could skip ahead or you can go back if you want, but I know people remember you calling in the last election when we had you running in a congressional district, I believe. Ron Paul was running for president, and you were involved in campaigning. And if you want to get into the campaigning now and the chicanery there, you certainly can. But I do want to get into some of the issues that connect to people all over the listening audience. So we're just not dealing with your particular area. We want to magnify it. So go ahead. Tell us more.
Rick, before what happened back in 95, I was not political at all. I didn't care. It wasn't my problem. That's what I told myself. I didn't care about Bill Clinton. and all that stuff. When I got released from prison in 1990, that's when Clinton started laying the groundwork for his campaign to be president, you know. So I would read the news, watch TV, you know, and I didn't care, you know. I didn't care about nothing. But the drug dealer challenged me to do something. As far as the Clinton goes, everybody here knows their story. Rick, the Clinton Presidential Library, or H.O., is only 8 blocks away from me. You know, and this park is where I'm staying at now. Clint used to go jogging there all the time. I saw him one day when I was sitting on the park bench. Four state police cars were following him as he was jogging. And he loved to jog in this area when he was governor. So it just that the people got another thing coming if they think Hillary Clinton's going to deliver. The military do not respect her. I don't respect her. The night that Bill Clinton was running for his last shot as governor, I was at KATV Channel 11 Studios when they had a victory party, and I was there just to get free food. Hillary Clinton was looking straight at me and making a beeline because I was the only black guy surrounded by white guys. And I'm trying to find a way to get away because I know she's coming straight toward me because she was hugging everybody. Make a long story short, I finally had to elbow somebody to get out the way because I didn't want no pictures of me and the Clintons ever to surface anywhere in history. So I finally pushed somebody out the way because, Rick, I made it just in time before the light bulbs and the cameras went off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm hearing you.
I'm saved, man. Woo! Whew. I thought I was a gunner. I didn't want to know what's seen near them.
We raised a few dollars for you here, and you ran a very, very, very tight, low-budget campaign in your district, I remember. You were challenging a number of people who were just ignoring you, essentially. You weren't allowed in some of the debates and so forth. And, what became of some of these characters now that you were running against and challenging?
Okay, Tim Griffin has retired. And he's now Lieutenant Governor, scumbag. Had to throw that in there. The man that refused to shake my hand at Dick Morris Tea Party rally in Little Rock. He would have won again as an incumbent, but I think his wife put pressure on him not to run again for United States Congress. Uh-huh. So here's what happened, Rick, on this. You're going to love this. Asa Hutchinson, he's now governor here, who hasn't been to Arkansas for 20 years, came and put it on his closest Republican friend to tell him, run in Tim Griffin's place, we will support you. And French here reluctantly didn't want to do it. He's the banker that was involved in the bank scandal with state treasurer Martha Sofa. That's another story. So French here back in 2014 agreed to do it, and he ran. He ran against North Little Rock Mayor Pat Hayes, a Democrat. And they throw some nasty comments at each other. And I got my shot in, you know, with my little homemade commercial suitable for the internet against Pat Hayes rather than French Hill. So French Hill is he's a Republican. He's a scumbag just like Tim Griffin was. And second of all, Tim Griffin had me locked out of the Arkansas Public Television debates that took place a week ago in Conway, Arkansas, on the university campus of Arkansas University.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Here's what's interesting, Rick. Arkansas Public Television is funded by the taxpayers. It's not a studio, 7 years, Channel 7, and Fox 16. Those are all private corporations. They can invite who they want to on their phone. But Ralph, in 1990, was
into it. All right, we have to break.
We're out.
All right. We have to break, Charles. We have music, commercials, folks. And Charles Neely is with us. You know him as the rabbi, and his activism has been quite aforementioned. We'll come back if you want to talk and say a few words. We'll take you in, too, as well. We'll be back in just a moment.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Folks, we're back now, and I think we just had to reconnect with the rabbi here because he was experiencing a little bit of static on the line again with his phone and not ours, and so we're trying to get him back up, okay? We will if he just calls back in or we call him. In any event, I did want to also bring up some callers to react to this or anything else we're talking about today, and certainly you can feel free to do that, folks. It's not restricted. So I think we have Frank or Francis in North Carolina. Is that right? Come on up here.
Bill Clinton is a serial rapist of women, and Hillary is his attack dog and partner in organized crime. If you hate women, vote Hillary. Be proud, forget the trail of bodies, and be proud.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
All right, Frank. I like the recording.
Yeah. Yeah, you can have all kinds of fun. I've been causing a lot of havoc around here with, I call her Raven. I write the script, and she'll basically put it out over the radio. Hey, there was a caller that called in. I don't know if it was last week or a week before that, and I'm not really familiar with it, but her name is Barbara. And it sounds to me like she's got some interesting stories and experiences to tell, and I just wanted to say I'd be interested in hearing a lot more of what she has to say at this point.
Is that Barbara or Barb from Florida?
maybe it was Barb. I forget. I got a note around here somewhere. But she was like the last caller, I think, and she had some really interesting things to say.
It does ring a bell. It rings a bell from last week, and she did have a lot to say. You're right. So she certainly should call in again today if she wants. But, you know, with what we talked about earlier before Charles came on, you know, the whole business of the Clintons and the Trump and the media, who controls everything. What are your perceptions, Frank, on currently where we stand 3 weeks or so before this scheduled election?
Well, the thing that stood out to me the most about Trump during the final debate was his anti-Semitic comments, where he was talking about having some issue, he's taking some issue with the credibility of U.S. intelligence services, in that Russia was interfering with our democracy. Our election, and he basically made it very clear that he didn't buy that at all, and I just kept waiting for them to say, well, that's anti-Semitic, because we know who's interfering. It's always...
Absolutely. You know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
We sure do. I mean, you know, the one city that never gets mentioned in terms of high-tech surveillance, spying, and so forth is Jerusalem. And that's the one city we should be watching, not Moscow right now as much as that. That will be a problem because they're used to the Jews in orchestrating these this coming war, or Peking or Beijing, however you want to pronounce it. But that city of Jerusalem is the city I keep talking about. I mean, that's where the action is. They always, Frank, elude mention. They never come up, you know. And I've been a film buff for years to watch these things, and I know all these films that were made over the years, particularly in the 70s, you're familiar with some of them, The Killer Elite. Sam Peckinpah, a German guy, American, directed and produced that film. And it's all about the CIA. The CIA is bad. The CIA, you know, anti-CIA. But never have you seen a film connect negatively back to Israel or the Mossad, have you?
3 Days of the Condor with Robert Redford was another big film that cast suspicion on the CIA as well. And, of course, always a case of – always it's a strategy of misdirection. Misdirection.
Yes, always – yes, you're right. Yeah, always a, you know, a problem, not so much of the need for it, but the need for reform. And this is – this has been historically media propaganda from the CIA in Hollywood as well. You're right, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well,
so, all right, then.
Hillary Clinton is an evil bitch. Halloween is every day for that demonic witch. What about the trail of bodies that follow her and her serial rapist husband?
All right, I've had enough. Thank you, Frank. Stay well. We'll come back, and John is back, and... we've got Kent here in West Virginia. We'll connect. All right, folks, stay with us. Best is yet to come. Rick Adams on Center.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gentlemen, and Rick Adams with you today on the program. Don't forget, our friend Andrew Carrington Hitchcock does his weekly radio excursion, several programs that he does, and every month you can tune in. And you might find my archive right up there, which you will, AndrewCarringtonHitchcock.com. And let's see now, who do we have on the line now? We do have John back. Okay, let's take John first, and if we can, we can always connect to Kent in a few moments. John, you're back now. How do you sound right now?
Well, Rick, while I was temporarily disconnected off the air...
You sound better.
Well, somebody at the place where I stay at, apartment, somebody decided to clean the hallway with a very strong disinfectant cleaner. That's done by the janitor usually in the morning, not in the afternoon. I think somebody on the Clinton payroll trying to send me a message like, we can gas you out or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I had to open up both my balcony doors.
Yeah, okay. They're just probably trying to get the bugs out, John. You'll pardon that.
Yeah, what are the odds, huh? I mean, it was striding over my door. I apologize for this background noise. I got my balcony doors open. I didn't have them open when I was talking to you earlier. But I had to get this air out, man, and, boy, this is
Look, let's get back now to make this more to the point now, the chase, about what basically is going on in Arkansas and the Clintons and everything. You just, to some extent, you actually became a part of that, or you knew of the Clintons. Did you ever interact with them in Arkansas, or were you too far removed?
Rick, remember I said earlier about the night that Clinton had ran for his last term as governor. I was at the TV studio. That's where they had the victory party. And Hillary Clinton saw me and was headed. She was hugging everybody, you know, congratulating people, shaking their hands, hugs, or whatever. But when she saw me, a black guy, she was headed straight in my direction. And there was no way I could try to move to the front, move to the back, or whatever. And I didn't want no cameras going off or snapshots of me anywhere near the Clintons. But she was headed my way, Rick. She had that look in her eye. I got to do a photo op with a black guy.
Uh-huh.
And I had
what became
to finally elbow somebody to get out of her path.
So what became of
my picture, sir?
I said, what became of it? Did you pose with her? Come on now.
No, I did not. I did not want to go down in history book being seen nowhere near the Clintons.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
And I was blocked in. I couldn't move to, you know, like I said, I couldn't move left or right. I finally had to elbow somebody to get out of her path, man, because she was headed straight toward me. Not Bill, but Hillary was.
Uh-huh.
That was pre-internet days, so I...
When the Clintons were involved, you know, all of the stories and so many books have been written about them, about Mena, you know, and the planes flying in, the drugs moving in. did you ever have anybody come in contact with anybody who actually was a witness to any of that, John?
I met one guy at the Dick Morris Tea Party rally. He gave me some flyers and stuff and said he was involved in it. I don't know why he walked up to me, because at that time I was not pre-internet savvy like I am now. That was back in 2010.
Okay.
So he told me about the drug shipments and stuff, and Dick Morris came to Little Rock, which was some kind of Republican rally sponsored by Dave Ellswick, a Zionist Jew, at our local radio station, KRN. He sponsored this rally, and that's when I met scumbag Tim Griffin, who didn't want to shake my hand. And this guy came up and told me, oh, yeah, Peeler. His name was Gary Peeler, I know it was Peeler something. And he passed out flyers to my, yeah, I used to run drugs for the Clintons, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't get that on. I had a camera with him, but I ran out of storage space. And he, John Gary Peeler or something like that. He told me about it. Right there on the Capitol steps. So that's the closest okay. I know that I accidentally ran into somebody who knew the Clintons.
All right. So, I talked to people from my point of view who have met the Clintons or at least know intimately of them. We also had... You know Larry Nichols on many times. Sometimes he was a little bit off the rocker, but I think on most occasions he was just telling it like the way it was, you know, in the files that he's had on the Clintons. And he basically went into obscurity. I know he was sick and he has problems. Nevertheless, the media wouldn't touch anything he had to say, of course. So we see, you know, from the Bilderberger conference we had, right? You remember this past summer. They had a conference in Europe, and they basically decided, the consensus seemed to be that Hillary would be installed in the White House. They could live very comfortably with her, basically in a majority. And they wanted to destroy any movement that Trump would represent. So where are we now? We are almost to the T, right, in that script, right, where the script is just coming to unfold exactly as it has been said to unfold. It's amazing just the synchronicity of all of this, you see?
Here's the situation. This is Clinton country, right here in Little Rock, Pulaski County, without a doubt. Like I said, the presidential library is only 8 blocks away from where I live, ironically. And everybody here is pretty much pro-Clinton. So Donald Trump came here and got a few crowds a couple months ago, no bit. But, hey, think of this as Chicago. Think of this as Chicago in Hillary Clinton crime capital here. That's a bit wack to sum it up.
Well, I mean, you can see that in every major city. Have you always been in Little Rock, or have you been moving around in different communities?
Originally, Rick.
Rick.
I came to Little Rock back in 1984. Make a long story short, by way of Memphis from Mississippi. So I was born in St. Louis, December 25th, 1957. Lived in Mississippi, and when I was in my adult years, I moved to Memphis, stayed there, and one day got tired of Memphis and hitchhiked to Arkansas, and black truck driver dropped me off in Little Rock, and I've been here ever since.
I see. It's an interesting excursion. So you've encountered just about everything, you know, in the South, I'm sure, a lot of problems, a lot of issues, racial problems and tensions and so forth. Could you at any point, I know you said you were apolitical, basically, but did you, reflecting back now, Charles, did you ever see the hand of certain people involved in these movements, these communist organizing groups, for instance, and set up by various, Mossad fronts and groups like, remember the Folk Highlander School in Tennessee? Did you ever encounter that, looking back on that now, to see for yourself who was behind this racial tension and so forth?
Mr. Rick, I can honestly tell you that I have not met anybody, an organizer, here in Little Rock, at least. But Black Lives Matter have came here and made this their domain.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
yeah.
Just the other day, they interrupted a gay pride parade and took over this stage, talking about this and that, Black Lives Matter, whatever. And so, and Black Lives Matter do not operate without Hillary's consent. But we all know that Black Lives Matter, make a long story short, took over Bernie Sanders' stage. But when they tried to do that to Hillary Clinton, they couldn't get no further than Secret Service and the police let them. So you see, they are front.
Yes, all right.
That's
well,
all they are.
Let me do this, okay, because we've had a number of communications issues here today. Now, we seem to be more coherent. You want to take a call? Would you like to take a call conference with me?
Oh, Mr. Rick, I'm more than ready.
All right, you ready?
Somebody.
All right.
Yes, somebody's trying to call me.
Because Kent has been waiting, I think, for a while here, and I get your email, so come on up. Kent from West Virginia. Hello, Kent. You're on with a rabbi, Charles Needham.
Hi, Rick.
Hey.
The rabbi. You tell me you're only 8 blocks from the library down there now. From what I've heard and seen, that library looks like a nice double wide down there. I wonder if Bill and Hillary are taking fellows in off the street and letting them have a nice rest and, you know, turn into a shelter or anything, or what's going on? I've heard that it looks like a double wide to me every time I've seen it.
Sir, I can look out my window and see the Clint. I'm sorry.
Oh, you can see the library from your window.
Yeah. Well, I'm not Sarah Palin, but I can see the Clinton Library from my doorstep. unlike her, you know, she's a Russian. Well, I can see this. I can honestly tell you, I can see it from my doorstep. To me, to have the library here in Little Rock, it's an affront to everybody's dignity here. It really is.
Well, now, what are your thoughts, here, buddy. Kent, you had a lot to say. Get your email. Any specific point that you want to make with our guest or just to me? Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to ask the rabbi about the Tractovavai. And also, I wanted to put out over the air, which, you know, address that to your caller that called in just at the end of arch portion, asking about Adelson's involvement in trying to pressure Trump into putting a grip on the media. Now, Adelson is a big owner in the media in Israel, and he's a big proponent of Netanyahu. He's got money behind, got newspapers and everything behind Netanyahu, and he lives in Vegas, and he's just made the news because, of course, he's gotten a lot of bad press in Vegas, and he had his son-in-law surreptitiously buy the newspaper out there that's been causing him trouble. And he's trying to shut them down. And, of course, the reporters there are honest-to-God reporters and believe in doing their job. And there's been all kinds of legal problems about him trying to shut them up. So, yes, Adelson is making his move. He's got a good grip on the media in Israel, and he's making his move in the United States. So,
All right. Good point. Thank you. All right, buddy. We're going to let you go, Kent. We have to move along. We have Jerry up in, I believe he's in Texas next. Come on up, Jerry.
They can never get my name right, Rick.
What is it?
Terry.
Oh, you're Terry. Well, you know why? When you speak on the phone, you sound like you're saying Jerry instead of Terry. That's okay. We'll take either way.
Okay.
Go ahead, Terry.
So I just wanted to, hopefully, from all the stuff you're saying, I just wanted to paraphrase it all. And a really great quote I read, hopefully it's germane to all the stuff you're talking about. You know, if you're looking for sort of inspiration sometimes or want to, when you read some of the founding fathers, you know, their economy of words, and they had these quotes like Jefferson and John Adams and Benjamin Franklin. So I was talking to the other day about Benjamin Franklin. He was mentioning it. So I decided to go look up some of his quotes. And it's so germane, you know, to all the stuff you're talking about. Of course, what took place in the garden, you know, when Satan deceived Eve, you know, he said, surely you'll not die. And so Benjamin Franklin's quote, to paraphrase so much what you're saying, it's, you know, it's so powerful, and yet it's in such few words. He said, a half truth is often a great lie.
Mm. All right.
So, you know, we're dealing with these people who are liars, you know, and speaking in half truth. And even a half truth is a great lie. And look what it sets in motion, all these things it sets in motion. The lying, you know, and always mixed in with the truth, you know, a little bit of truth, which really makes it wicked and really makes it deceptive.
Well, that's right. You know, the one man who was a Communist Party official here in my neck of the woods years ago had a conversation with one of the brethren, and he said, you know, he said, the communists will tell you a lot of truth. He said, in fact, they'll tell you so much truth. He said that you'll believe it, he said, and you'll think everything is right with them until they throw in that little caveat in the end, and that's when they feed you the lie, the poison, the arsenic. He said, so that's the Manichaeism, you know, that's the formula, truth, 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 and then lie. And that's the way they work. This is their mantra. This is right from the Garden of Eden, right from the creation of the race that would follow from Seth on, Noah, and so forth, by the race of Cain, you see? So we know there are two separate seed lines. Tell it to Billy Graham.
and so Paul and Rick, you know, how Christ admonished his disciples, I send you out as sheep amongst wolves. And I just started thinking, I've been meditating on that, how wolves work in a pack, you know, to pick off the sheep.
And
that's where we're at. You know, it's a pack mentality. They can be separate, you know, on different sides of the mountain, but they're working together as a pack.
They certainly are. What do you say to this, Charlie? Charles Neely?
Rick, you know, the Clinton lying here in Arkansas is nothing new. You know, I mean, Bill even promised one time that if he wins again as governor, he was going to abolish the food tax, which he did not do. Arkansas is one of the lowest ranked per capita places for people to get a working wage, and then they turn around and tax you on the food. Rick, I took part in a demonstration for $15 an hour back in 2014 for minimum wage people at McDonald's. It didn't make the news. That's not the point. The point was, I got it on video. I'm out there. And, you know, everything here is just plain crookedness. The widow of McDonald gave $1.5 billion to the Salvation Army and didn't give nothing to her wage workers. So that tells you right there what kind of crookedness we got going on here.
That was a crock of something. I know that. Yeah.
May I mention about his story, one comment?
Right. Sure.
Go ahead, sounds like the rabbi went through a lot of hardship, but you know, it has such a good story at the end of it. Though he went through all this, the greatest thing that happened to him is he woke up through all this.
Thank you.
Amen. Hey, what a comment. Thank you, Terry. Take your call again next time. Don't be a stranger. All right, Charles, we got to come back and give your information on the program. Stay with me five more minutes.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
All right, we're back, folks, in just the last moment here. And I have Charles Neely with me, a.k.a. the Rabbi, Rabbi John from Little Rock. Hey, Rabbi, why don't you just once again just give the information for people who would like to communicate directly with you on your website and your page and your radio program. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. They can reach me at my website or on Facebook. Either way is best. And it's like the word cell phone, 777.wixite.com/Neely, N-E-E-L-Y, the number 4, AR 2016. Or they can reach me on Facebook at facebook.com/Neely, N-E-E-L-Y, the number 4, U.S. Congress. And, of course, you know, Rick, I got a potential guest for you. I've been communicating with her about Israel.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Lisa Haven. And I sent an email to her. Yes. I'll send you her site. I asked her about Israel. She said she supported Israel spiritually. So I let her sink that in. Then I kicked it back to her. I said, how about $38 billion? She said, quote, wait a minute. I said I support them spiritually, not financially. I won, Rick. I got another one that I converted.
Okay. Well, all right. Good. Send it along sometime. We may be able to do that. And next week, I want to bring up, once again, Paul Tepetti from Poker Face. He wants to chime in on all of this, you know, this engineering of the delusions and these elections and so forth. And we'll see what he has to say, too. So we also have some other potential strong ones coming up. God willing, we have time permitting. But the battle continues, Charles, and thank you for coming
thank
on
you.
For the past hour. It's been good that you have come on, and God bless in your efforts, my friend, okay?
Well, Rick, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
I need donation, people. Everybody knows I'm running for Congress, United States Congress, as a write-in. French Hill been avoiding me, scumbag. So please, people, if you go buy a Happy Meal, stop and take that Happy Meal and send that money to me for my campaign, because it costs money to print flyers and stuff. I'm really doing this on no budget. So I appreciate everybody's support.
You know, you're doing an educational campaign as well. So, yes, do that, folks, if you can. Support Charles and in your prayers as well, Charlie, okay?
That's
all right,
true.
Buddy.
Oh,
thank you.
Trust me.
Thanks for your call and for the program. Okay. Thank you, buddy. And you out there, we're almost out
Hello?
Of time. Folks, we still have a little bit of time left, and let me see, I have about 1 minute left. Don't forget Rick Adams' own YouTube channel. We still have up there, and we put one program up last week. The other one, part two of that discussion with Tony the Tiger, will be up shortly. It has to run this weekend first on public access, and then we'll get it, the copy, up on YouTube as well, as some of the new ones we have going on television in the future. So, folks, we're getting close. We will see. Watch Jerusalem, it says in the scripture, and also watch world events. So they change within a flip of a hat. Rick 458 at Fox.net. Rick Adams Uncensored, the deadly experiment. All right, thanks all of you for joining us. God willing, again, next Saturday, same time, same station, and saying goodbye to all of you, and God bless.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.